96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Each February, cross-country skiers from all over the world travel to Hayward, Wisconsin, to compete in what has become the largest cross-country ski race in North America. Eau Claire-based author Jerome Poling, a longtime journalist and skier, chronicles 50 years of the American Birkebeiner in his new book, American Birkebeiner, the Nation's Greatest Ski Marathon.
But I knew the 50th anniversary was coming up, and I thought, well, what a great time to maybe chronicle 50 years of Berkey history.
Conducting over 60 interviews with past race officials, skiers, and volunteers, Poling says his book traces the Berkey from its early days in the 1970s to what it has become today, showing how the race has grown and changed over the years. He explores what Berkey Week is like for both the town and the skiers, tells the story of race founder Tony Wise, and explains the idea of Berkey fever, why people keep coming back year after year. He also talks with participants from the very first race and traces the history of the trails, how they've evolved, and what makes them challenging.
I felt it was important to chronicle all of that history, but also to, you know, kind of celebrate what the Berkey is and put it into a book, because it is an iconic, not only Wisconsin, but national and worldwide event. So it deserves a recounting of its history and a chronicling of its history, because it is such an important event in the Nordic ski world.
Illustrated with more than 150 photographs, the book gives readers a full look at the race, the communities that support it, and why it has become one of the world's largest cross-country ski marathons. Poling says he hopes the book reaches both longtime Berkey skiers and newcomers, giving readers a deeper understanding of the race's history and why it's such a big deal for the Hayward area. The book is available online at the Wisconsin Historical Society Press and the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. Poling will also talk about the book and take questions at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Library in Hayward on February 18th, starting at 6:30 p.m. A graduate of Green Bay's Preble High School was shot and killed by ICE agents in Minneapolis Saturday morning. Connie Fellman has more.
37-year-old Alex Preddy graduated from Preble High School in 2006 and worked as an ICU nurse at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in Minneapolis. A widely circulated video shows Preddy pushed to the ground by numerous federal agents before he was shot multiple times. The deadly shooting sparked outrage in the streets of Minneapolis as well as here in Green Bay, where people are remembering Preddy as a high school athlete and talented musician involved in Preble's show choir and musical productions. Mark Becker sang alongside Preddy in the Green Bay Boys Choir. He says even all these years later, news of Preddy's loss sends a shockwave through the tight-knit community both he and Preddy were a part of.
To feel that loss, you know, the disturbance in the force, if you will, of something so seismic like this touching this community, there's so many people that he impacted that are stunned, and it's so sad.
Becker describes Preddy as funny, kind, and always wanting to take care of others. He says seeing Preddy in the video helping a woman who'd been shoved to the ground by federal agents sums up the person he remembers from a very young age.
That was who I knew he was in the boy choir. And so it's not a shock that he grew up to be, you know, an ICU nurse taking care of people, because that's what he did in Green Bay. And it just pisses me off that That's what cost him his life. It's not fair.
Preddy's death marks the third shooting by federal immigration officials in Minneapolis in 17 days. An ICE officer shot and killed Renee Good, also 37, on January 7th. A week later, another man was shot by an immigration officer but survived.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now hiring seasonal workers across the state. According to a press release, the agency is hiring for a wide range of positions, including park rangers, campground attendants, natural resources educators, and groundskeepers. Seasonal work for the agency typically begins in spring and can run until fall, depending on the candidate's availability, as well as the needs of state park, forest, trail, and recreation area properties. Anyone interested in seasonal work for the agency can submit their application online. We made it through the 40 below wind chills last week, but cold air is here to stay, and that kind of cold may impact your mail delivery. The State Journal reports a local spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says there are some limited areas where mail may not come because of cold, snow, or ice. If you have any issues, you're encouraged to contact USPS. A proposal to partially extend the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program passed in the Wisconsin State Assembly last week. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program seeks to preserve the state's wildlife and expand its outdoor recreation opportunities. Since its creation over 30 years ago, it has allowed Wisconsin to borrow money for state land acquisitions, as well as providing local governments and conservation nonprofits with grant funding to support their goals. The proposal passed last week, however, scales back the scope of the program. If passed into law, two Republican-authored bills would extend the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program through 2028, but would not allow for new land acquisitions. The program's funding would be used to maintain previously purchased land. The proposed bills passed along party lines in the Assembly, with Democratic state lawmakers arguing they don't uphold the legacy of the program. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has previously said he would support a proposal that preserves both the property management and land acquisition aspects of the program. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Wisconsin basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin with a record of 14-6. The Gophers at 500 with an overall record of 10-10. Marquette with a victory 86-62 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Perhaps the best performance of the year so far for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We guarded the pick and roll well. We rotated well. Obviously, it helps to shoot 69% from the field in the first half. But I thought that there was a connection between our guys. Aggressiveness.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the 76ers, 139-122. Kyle Kuzma limping off the court fourth quarter, but said it was just a leg cramp. NFL, Packers quarterback coach Sean Mannion to interview with the Eagles for their offensive coordinator job. In Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy introduced as the new head coach of the Steelers.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers back as your quarterback next year?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 5 above here this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill factor in the teens below zero here most of the day. Tonight down to 12 below. Tomorrow sunshine with a high once again near 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.